This week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and Bailrig FM are helping to promote awareness of mental health issues. In these short, informational episodes, we'll be discussing different mental health issues, helping to raise awareness of them, and also reduce the stigma surrounding them. In this episode, we'll be discussing psychosis. The episode will last roughly 2 to 3 minutes, so if you don't want to hear about these issues, turn off Bailrig for the next few moments. What is psychosis, and who can get it? Psychosis is not a condition of its own, but is often a symptom of another mental health disorder. People dealing with depression or bipolar disorder can often experience episodes of psychosis. Schizophrenia is the illness most commonly associated with psychosis. People living with psychosis often experience hallucinations, delusions, and a significant change in behaviour. Around 10% of those with schizophrenia will die by their own hand. What are hallucinations? Hallucinations happen when a person sees, hears, smells, tastes, or feels something which does not exist outside of their mind. It is usually characterized by hearing voices. They can occur as a result of a number of things, such as mental illness, neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, or as a result of taking illicit drugs or alcohol. What are delusions? A delusion is a false belief a person holds which they firmly believe is true. The belief is held despite evidence against it, and can often be held for a long period of time. Myths about psychosis. A common myth about people with schizophrenia is that they are dangerous. Most people with schizophrenia are never violent and indeed do not display any dangerous behaviour. However, a small number do become violent when they are suffering from the acute symptoms of psychosis because of the influence of the hallucinations and delusions on their thinking. Getting help. Dealing with psychosis can be very difficult, but fortunately, you're not alone and help is always available. If you're experiencing psychotic symptoms, then get in contact with your GP as soon as possible. They can provide access to medication and treatment to help you get better. Lancaster University also offers a counselling service to talk about your difficulties with an appropriately qualified member of staff who can help you to identify and develop appropriate coping strategies. If you feel the need to talk to someone immediately, there are other options. Lancaster University Nightline is a free confidential listening service which you can contact each night during term from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Finally, the Samaritans run a 24/7 service if you need to talk to someone. Remember, you don't have to be feeling suicidal to use these services. They're open and available to all. If you're concerned that someone may be dealing with any form of mental illness, it's important to speak to them first. All these services will deal with your problems confidentially and sensitively. More information about them can be found online.